think that a lot of people don't even have kind of an understanding of what mHealth is, what telemedicine is, and how mobile phones are being used by physicians, by surgeons, by healthcare professionals. You've been on the cutting edge of all this for a long time. Can you talk to me about how the way that you've treated patients has changed over the years using mobile phones?
Okay, to start with, we have really started using mobile phones very, very recently. To give you a background, I come from India, Madras. I work for the Apollo Hospitals, which has the largest telemedicine network in Asia. We have 113 centers, 103 in India and 10 outside India. Particularly in the developing world, the only way you can ever provide secondary and tertiary medical expertise to the majority of people, if you take India, 750 million Indians live in suburban and rural areas where you just don't have specialists. Now, I, as a neurosurgeon, am able to provide neurosurgical, if not care, at least neurosurgical advice to these people. Similarly, all other specialists are able to do. This is what we have been doing fairly successfully for the last 9 years. We have started, as you know, this the whole concept of providing medical care from a distance is a very revolutionary concept and very recent. In the last 9 years, we have done about 55,000 teleconsultations. You also know that India, mobile phones, the growth of mobile phones is growing exponentially. Last month, the TRAI, Telecommunication Authority of India, said the tele-density of India was touching 30%. 300 million Indians have mobile phones. In the city where I live in 1998 and 2008, it has increased by 133 times. So we thought, why not we make use? Today, mobile phone is no longer a status symbol. It no longer belongs to the elite. It belongs to everybody. The man on the road, the man on the street today has a mobile phone. So we thought, why can't we use this to provide health care? So last year, as a pilot project, we worked with Ericsson. I must acknowledge the role rendered by Ericsson. And the Indian government is proposing to make 3G technology available possibly by the end of the year or certainly the beginning of next year. So we got special license from the government and used 3G technology to see if we could transmit data, meaning audio files, video files, visual images and so on, and we successfully looked after the health of 240 people in 15 villages in a very small experimental study in September 2007. But this gave us tremendous confidence. We realized that in India, it is possible to transfer an ECG to listen to heart sounds through a stethoscope with the doctor and the patient several thousand miles away using purely wireless technology or mobile phones. The greatest part of this is that villages in India which still do not have a landline, which still do not have a wired phone, are directly going into the 21st century and we will be using wireless technology. So buoyed by our success last year, we have now expanded it. We have done a small project in Bhutan 2 weeks ago, and right now one of my colleagues is in Bangladesh, where right now we are doing a trial for the Bangladesh government, trying to show the Bangladesh government also that using mobile wireless technology, one a doctor would be able to interact with the patient.
Can you run me through that specific project so people have a better understanding? What's being done in Bangladesh, for example?
Bangladesh, right now we are doing it, so it's not what has been done. Right now, the Apollo Hospitals, the Apollo Telemedicine Foundation, one of my colleagues is there right now. So again, we have got special permission for 3G from the government of Bangladesh. So basically, a mobile van will be going from place to place. And the Apollo Hospitals has a hospital in Dhaka, Apollo Hospital Dhaka, where a paramedical worker from the van will be putting a stethoscope on the chest of a patient, and where indicated ECG leads, 12 leads, ECG leads will be put on a patient, and the ECG transmitted through a special kit which has been developed in India, and using that as an interface, the ECG, the heart sounds, pulse rate, blood pressure, temperature, oxygen saturation, and using an ordinary webcam. Using a webcam, we can focus the camera on the patient, and if the patient has a lump or a bump or some dermatological condition, skin condition, etc., all these images are being transferred to the doctor in the tertiary care center. But the point I want to emphasize is this is totally through mobile technology, through wireless technology, and therefore theoretically wherever the signals can be available using this telemedicine equipment and of course a lot of other software which needs to be designed for this, it will be possible for a specialist to provide healthcare.
But you still need the paramedic or the nurse to go out there in the van and do the examinations, which then get relayed via mobile phone to the specialist. Right?
Correct. At this point of time, yes, but the day is not far off when we hope we will devise an instrument which we have during the last few days given it the term MDoc. And we have already got the specifications, etc. We hope that in the not too distant future, we will be able to bring out a low-cost, affordable equipment for the masses, where using the MDoc will have certain sensors which will measure the blood pressure, the ECG, etc., transmit this totally non-invasively. And if this, when this becomes a reality, a patient himself or anybody in a house can use this equipment, so you do not even require a paramedic or a nurse.
I should note that this idea for the MDoc device came out of this week's meeting, right?
Yes, I mean, I had been toying with this for several years, maybe for about last 10 years, but I never really thought it would come into reality. But during the last 2-3 days, after meeting with several people across the globe, I realized that some other people had similar ideas, and particularly yesterday, actually, we sat down, spent a couple of hours, and we have now designed all the specifications, etc. And we hope that within a year, we'll make this a reality.
And why do you favor a separate device, this MDoc device, rather than using existing mobile phones to build applications on top of?
Well, when I say an MDoc is not a separate device, an MDoc will also make phones, it will also make telephone calls. In other words, we will have a very specialized mobile phone, a very specialized mobile phone with lots of added features. It's not as if you require two separate equipments. But then it doesn't make sense to have 6.2 billion people in this universe carrying an MDoc. So it's just not practical also. So at this point of time, we are looking at a specialized telephone called the MDoc, which will primarily be catered to healthcare providers. Please remember, it may not be to doctors. It is to a healthcare provider.
So
it could be a paramedic, it could be a nurse, it could be anybody.
Another way of putting it maybe is that mobile phones right now don't have all the features that doctors need to provide mobile healthcare. So what are some of the features that the MDoc would have that mobile phones don't have?
Mobile phones do have features, but one phone has one feature, another phone has another feature, and so on. We are trying to integrate and put all the features in one single MDoc.
So they would have sensors,
yes.
I imagine?
We would be able to check the blood sugar, we would be able to check the pulse rate, the BP, we would be able to check your lung volume capacity, which is important for asthmatics. We would just ask the patient to blow into a spirometer, which would be connected to the mobile phone, and from a distance, a doctor, a respiratory physician, would be able to make out whether this patient is asthmatic or not, and is he responding to treatment, is he getting worse, and so on. ECGs can be transmitted.
Most applications of mHealth are still in the pilot phase, and I think when a lot of people think of these field tests for mobile health applications, they think about Sub-Saharan Africa. But you've been arguing that India is really the ideal place to do these.
Absolutely. For the simple reason that the whole world today acknowledges India as a leader in software development. 80% of the software developed in the United States are done by Indians, people of Indian origin. NASA depends entirely on Indian origin engineers for the software. So we are in a unique position where we are a developing country, but not undeveloped. And most important, we have not only hardware and software, we have an abundant commodity, which I would like to call brainware. English-speaking brainware is at abundance at 50% of the international cost.
So you think that India could be a center of innovation for mHealth?
I don't think it could be a center for innovation. I think without India, there can be no mHealth. Pardon my arrogance, but I think it's based on facts.
How do you feel, what are your impressions of this week's meeting?
I think it's a fantastic meeting, and I don't think 25 people from all over the world with diversified interests, each passionate, committed to ML, could have got together, and we interacted almost 10 hours, 12 hours a day, and I for one have benefited immensely out of it, and I go back home tomorrow with the knowledge that whatever I thought was possible but improbable, now I know it could be made. Of course, we depend entirely on agencies like the Rockefeller Foundation, the Bill Gates Foundation, the United Nations Foundation, who made this meeting possible. We hope we could follow it up and not leave this wonderful place just after theoretical discussion, but actually translate all our wishes into realities.
And last question is, all of these pilot projects that are going on right now, all of these great ideas that you guys have been talking about this week, what is the fundamental part to make all of these kind of field studies and pilot cases into an actual industry?
That's where the problem is, scaling it. We already have done several pilot projects, but we are just not. I think the main problem is, and this is one of the points I emphasized in a meeting, is a lack of awareness. I think that even a minute portion of the healthcare community itself, a minute portion of the ICT community, of the mobile community, are aware of the enormous potential which mobile wireless technology can be used for mHealth, for healthcare. See, mBanking today is slowly being accepted. Among all the M services, the mHealth is not yet born. It's unborn yet. And I think creating awareness in the form of conferences, presentations, publications, meetings, I would like every single human being on this planet to know within 3 years from now that it is possible to get healthcare through a mobile phone. And if I think that has been achieved, the rest of it will automatically follow. Pilot projects should automatically become commercial. People will get interested. They will develop a business case, and this will become a reality. So according to me, creating awareness is the first step in escalating a pilot project into a business case.
Perfect. Thank you.